Screw it, we're just gonna talk about comics.
Welcome to Screw It, we're just gonna talk about comics. And by that I mean comic books, everyone. This is the only podcast where two brothers talk about a thing they love, and that thing is comic books. I'm one of your two hosts, who's also a brother and comic book lover and sort of comedian, Kevin Hines.
And I'm the other one of all those things and less, Will Hines.
And we are joined, as we are all season long, by our third brother, Brian Hines.
Hello, I am almost nothing.
Wow.
And, that's heightening, right?
That's good heightening. We got a special episode here. We're doing a half episode. This is episode 2.5 of our Zot series.
That's right. Unannounced, unscheduled.
Not unsolicited and undesired. What is the point of this episode, Kevin?
So starting with after issue 10, Matt Fiesel, who's a stick figure mini comic maker, started doing Zot comics, sort of. Between issues 10 and 11, a mini comic, which is basically a quarter of a page big comic book that is generally 8 pages, including cover and back cover, was put out, called Zot in Dimension 10.5, because this was like the 10.5 issue, right? Between 10 and 11.
Right.
And it was drawn and written, I think, by Matt Fiesel, who is an artist who created a comic book character named Cynical Man, who is basically a stick figure and has his own little adventures. And he did like a Zot adventure where Zot was a stick figure and Jenny was a stick figure, and they team up with Cynical Man. And it's 6 pages long. Each page is like 4 or 5 panels.
And even for stick figure drawings, would you say, I don't want to say crude, but like Cynical Man's mouth would like be off his face a little bit. Like
Cynical Man himself is very crude. The rest of the stick figures are kind of really well drawn, and like the little nuance to their facial expressions and things like that. He's a pretty good artist.
Yeah, you hit it. I keep interrupting. You're hitting the point I was trying to make much better. So I'll be over here.
Cynical Man is a very crude stick figure. And so that kind of came out. But then starting with issue 11, there would be a backup single page of Zot's adventures in Dimension 10.5. And at some point when it becomes a monthly comic, I think that expands to 3 or 4 pages. And also there's an issue 14.5 when Zot just when Scott McCloud needed a month off, where he did the whole issue.
Yeah, full size, right?
In stick figure. So it was issue 14.5. It was all the stick figure characters. I think they're really funny.
I love them.
I think it's a great backup. It's a great way to like give you more content. These stories are shorter than the first 10 color issues, but it allows. I don't know. It's not just empty ads or a longer letter page. It's more content, and it's funny, and it's interesting, and it's a sillier version of Zot. And I think they're really great. And also, it kind of introduced me into making mini comics for a while.
That's right. Yeah.
This is the best. All joking aside, this is the best. Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
Because Matt Fiesel, like discovering this made me like discover the 10.5 issue and reading that. And Matt Fiesel basically would say, anybody who wants, I will send you instructions on how to make mini comics. And so you could like send him a letter and he would send you a mini comic about how to make mini comics. And then like there was sort of a weird tiny community of people like trading these little mini comics that were like Xeroxed and stapled together. And so I started making my own mini comics and trading them. And I would send comics to Matt Fiesel and he would write me back.
Yeah.
And that's just the coolest thing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously he was not super successful or making a ton of money at comics, but like he took the time to write you back. I think is a really cool thing to do. There's no reason to do that.
Again, especially in the pre-internet era when there just wasn't a lot of connection between people. It just was to get something in the mail from a creator of any scale, any level, was like thrilling.
Yeah. So I have a ton of Matt Fiesel stuff. I have all the letters Matt Fiesel sent me. I drew a Zot in the Dimension 10.5 story and sent it to him. And then he drew a version of it, but he like removed all the Zot characters, but adapted everything else. Like basically removed the characters he didn't have the rights to.
Oh, I see.
And drew but otherwise it was like a pretty faithful drawing of my story.
How old were you when you were doing all this?
I was in high school. I was not that young.
Not as adorable as if you were like 11.
Yeah. I don't know how young he thought I was. My drawing was maybe in eighth grade, seventh grade, sixth grade, something like that. My art style was much younger. But that's like a very cool thing he did. And I think these stories are very funny. There's like a sequence at some point where Woody becomes, in the Real Zot comic, for Woody becomes like grown up and hunky.
Right. That happens in a couple issues.
But in the 10 and a half issues, for a while, Woody was still the nerd. And
that's right.
Just an asterisk where it'd say, in Dimension 10 and a half, Woody is still a nerd. we just say things like that. It was very funny, like just sort of playing loose with it all. And like, I guess Scott McCloud gave Matt Feazell zero. Scott McCloud was not involved at all. He basically said, do whatever you want. I will okay anything you do.
What
free reign.
What comics were you doing? Is this when you were doing...
I did Captain Galapagos. This was my Captain... Yes. That's the only mini comic I made. Captain Galapagos was a superhero who fast-forwarded past his own origin. So he didn't know... He had powers, but he did not know what they were.
I love that premise.
He missed it.
And let's not forget the little featurette, Fruit Cocktail.
I did lots of side things. A lot of those came later, but like I did Fruit Cocktail and Bitter Guy and
Bitter Guy, yes,
and lots of other like side characters. Captain Galapagos would be like the main character. I went, I think, maybe 12, 13 issues. They would get longer. I went back and redrew the first four issues at one point because I didn't like how they looked, and like they still didn't look good, but like they looked better to me after redrawing them.
They looked better. I mean, the first ones look good too, but you definitely had gotten better. You did a Sandman parody in one.
There was a sequel, there was a Seasons of the Twits arc. That was a parody of Season of the Mists. Improved some jokes.
Mad Magazine parody.
Second time through. It was a little Mad Magazine. It was a little Ambush Bug. It was a little bit of everything. I actually stole a joke from Ambush Bug without realizing it.
Which one?
When there's some sequence I drew where Captain Galapagos goes to hell and he doesn't know how to get out of there. And then he goes, oh, I'll just use the exit. And like, there's an exit behind him and he walks out.
Right.
And I drew that and I was like, oh, that's a pretty good way to get out of this story. I didn't know how to get out of this part. And then many years later, I was rereading Ambush Bug and that happens in Ambush Bug. And I was like, ugh.
How much did you owe him?
I didn't steal it like in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to do this joke. But I was like, it clearly had like lodged itself in my brain. I came up with the idea not realizing that I had read that story and then reread it. I was like, well, who cares? Like, no, nobody read my comic. It's not like it made a difference, but
it cleared you out, right?
That's where it came from. Yes. And Keith Giffen sued me. I sent him $1.50 and a piece of gum.
I remember actually, Kevin, you took a small stack to the San Diego Comic Con because they had like a mini comics table where you could drop your stuff off and hoping not to like make sales, like in this little community, people would pick them up and trade them. I remember that we had to make a special trip. Oh, here's the table. Drop them off. And I thought it was the cool for me. Since it was the coolest thing ever. It's like, oh, my brother's dropping off a stack of comics at the San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
It was really fun to do. It was just a nice creative outlet. And it was all because of Zot and Dimension 10 and a half, and Matt Feazell. So that was really cool. And I think it's a really cool part of these Zot comics that we probably won't get a chance to talk too much about.
Right.
But those stories are really great. Is 14 and a half in the black and white collection? I assume not.
No.
14 and a half is not included, nor is that two-parter that he did not end up drawing.
Getting to 99.
Yeah.
Right.
The sound effects, like the written sound effects, are phenomenal. Oh, yeah. In all of
best sound effects in the game. Matt Feazell's sound effects are so good. I mean, when he did a compilation of his comics, it was, the name of the compilation was Ert.
like a which is a car screeching to a halt, like yeah.
I mean, Cynical Man was a comic strip in like a weekly paper for a while. There's some collections of those. He did like a one-shot Cynical Man for Eclipse Comics. Like he, you know, published some stuff. Matt Feazell,
we bought that one-shot Cynical Man, and I also have two Matt Feazell collections. One, I think, is just called The Amazing Cynical Man. Oh, yeah. Kevin is showing.
Here's a panel just showing like the nuance in like Jenny's eyebrow here and Zot's expression, I think, is really funny. And I think it's really well drawn.
Yep.
Just showing a panel from a random strip where Antisocial Man steals the Zot's gun.
Antisocial Man is a great character. I remember a Kevin Hines comic book. It's not a mini comic, but a regular comic with Unobtrusive Man. Oh, no, sorry. Mr. Memorable was the villain. Was this a Captain Galactic?
That's Captain Galactic. That's the first issue, or is it the first issue of Captain Galactic? No, it's a later issue. Yeah.
It's a later issue, I think. But there's a villain called Mr. Memorable who like was just like unnoticed his whole life. And so he became a villain to get noticed.
Yeah. And he wears like an outlandish costume so everyone can remember him.
And when he meets Captain Galapagos, he goes, "Ha, I've got you something. I got you." And Captain Galapagos is like, "Oh no, it's Dr. He's Colonel." And then goes, "Mr. Memorable."
Yeah, nobody can still, he still can't remember him, even though he's wearing like a voodoo mask and like jester boots.
I just remember thinking it's legit very funny.
And a Hulu dress. Yeah, I think there's some good jokes in it. Throughout. I don't know. I haven't reread them in a while, so maybe I would bite my words if I read them. But
you're like, oh my god, what was I with doing? Some of them.
What?
There's all these.
We've all had that, right? Like you stumble on like an old like comedy tape you make with your friends, and you listen to it, and you're just a maniac. That makes no sense.
I mean, one of the reasons I went back and redrew it is because like there were certain jokes I was just sort of like I couldn't handle looking at. I George Lucas'd them out of existence. So I just redrew them all and did them. And I don't know. The hardest part for me was like scanning them and figuring out a way to get them digitized printed out.
Did you do like the school copy machine or did you, because dad,
I got a scanner away at some point.
How did you make copies? Or did we just go to like
copy
the
shop,
copy express or whatever?
Went to like whatever Kinko's was at that time.
Yeah. Denver copy ton.
And just spend a ton of money printing things. It was, I wasn't, there probably are ways to do them better. I did not know how to. My art was not that good. I was erasing pencil lines was a huge pain. And I was just basically inking with markers. But I kind of was going through the steps of like making a real comic, which was fun. Anyway,
it was awesome.
And all inspired by Matt Fiesel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And wouldn't exist without Scott McCloud.
Scritcher. Brusher.
And his tractor sound effect was broda.
Pocket.
That was the tractor.
Okay, the fact that we all know these.
Tractors.
Oh, no, the helicopter. Helicopter was like buda.
Yeah.
What was bumpity bumpity?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I mean, I do remember that.
Running down the stairs.
Man, they were good. All right. Well, that's if you've ever run into Matt Fiesel comics, send us an email. screwitcomics@gmail.com. Check out our Instagram for some, I assume Kevin will dig up some screenshots of Cynical Man and maybe even his own mini comics. Maybe.
I don't know.
Don't tell Ambush Bug.
That's harder to dig out. Harder to find those on the internet.
See what you can do. And then we'll be back next episode.
Fun. All
right. Bye.